Hi, Stop. This is Alejo.
Hey, Leo, it's Phil from the CSR team.
Yep.
So I heard about the mix-up. I'm sorry. We had not been told that if we do schedule a same-day tech that we needed to give our technician and/or you a call to verify that someone is available. I am very sorry about it. The customer, that's Robert Lubeau at 334 Foxhall Ave. He was adamant he cannot do anything tomorrow morning. Emily wanted me to ask you to see if it was possible to do, if we could do anything by EOD, or if
No,
there's any.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Phil. Right now, it's one of the things that I've also been asked. I've been very adamant to Emily. Anything that gets scheduled, and I'm not saying you in particular, but CSR side in the past have dropped jobs on my guys without notifying us, and I have to be glued to the computer. Right now, we're in a big job that I cannot afford nobody. Right now, today's a bad idea.
I understand that. She did ask if it would be possible if we might be able to get Josh or Brody on it tomorrow afternoon.
Tomorrow?
Yeah, tomorrow afternoon. Anytime in the
No,
afternoon is.
tomorrow we can make it happen. Tomorrow, yeah, that's fine. I can get somebody out there at 6 o'clock or 5:30. But today, there's no way I can send somebody out there today.
Okay, no worries. I will definitely get that in. So I will give the customer a call back and let him know that we can get somebody out to him tomorrow after noon to let him know that we can't do anything today, but we will definitely be it by tomorrow. So,
But moving forward, we need a call
yep.
because situations like this, at the end of the day, I'm not going to rush my text and what we have planned for the day just because you guys failed to notify us.
I understand that, and that isn't a failure on our part. We have been made aware, and we will make sure it gets added to our curriculum.
Okay, thank you.
You're quite welcome. Have a good day, Leo.